Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated by Zchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Ches. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're learning about the din of a person that's Mishamish Be'ishtoi and Tehoira, and he could be Chayiv for Baal Anida, because she's piercing Anida in the middle. And we've warned the Gemara two ways to be Chayiv. One is he can be Chayiv HaKnisa, if he's Baal Samach Levesta, Shas Vesta, and the other one is for Prisha, when he's Boale, either B'Shas Vesta or Shalei B'Shas Vesta, he could be Chai for Prisha, if he's Purish Be'ever Chai, because Prisha Se Anolo, he could be Yase. That's Mavur in our Mishnah, the second Chiv. So we'll first start with the second one for the Chiv of Prisha, which comes mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, which is the one mentioned in the Mishnah. The Asan de Areisa in Simon Chavdale says, take out a very important insight from our sugya. The Asan de Areisa says the following, that by most Isurim, the Isur is the Maisa itself. The Maisa of cutting off one's payas, of shaving one's beard. The Isur is the Maisa. They're asked to doing a specific Maisa. Says Asan de Areisa, is that the same case by Cholovim Ba'arais, by my Cholos Asuris? It's also the same way. Person is chayiv for a ma'isa achila, or something which is aser. By a rise, the person is chayiv for a ma'isa bia of anisha asura. Or no, we can say a different sad, that the mechayiv of chalav ma'arais is not that the ma'isa bia and the ma'isa achila, rather it's the hanoah of the achila and the hanoah of the bia. So Asan de Areisa says, that's mechodesh shikat sad, why should we say such a sad? Says Asan de Areisa, that's mukhach in our sugya. Our Mishnah, person is chayiv for prisha, because prisha se anolei kedi yosei. Says Asan de Areisa, there's not a maisa tashmish, it's a prisha from the tashmish. He's trying to separate himself from his wife because she's an erva. So he did it in a way where he got anah, but it's not a maisa of bia, it's a maisa of prisha from bia, and yet he can be chayiv. Muchach from here, says Asan de Areisa, that the mechayiv is the anah of tashmish. And this also is called Anu of Tashmish. That's Yisoyed of Asan de Areisa. This Yisoyed says Asan de Areisa wants to explain another klal. Then Misasik b'chalovim v'arayis chayiv shekein nene. Why are chalovim v'arayis different than all other Yisurim? Because you get Hana. Why is that a reason to say that is no tour of Misasik? Says Asan de Areisa. Because the tour of Misasik is that you it's not called the Maisa. It doesn't have the chashivus of a ma'isa iser because you're trying to do something else. But mechalov v'arayis, the mechayiv isn't the ma'isa bichlal. The mechayiv is the hana. Harei, you got hana. Because you got hana, so therefore it's called, there's no p'tur, who cares about the ma'isa? Iser is the hana itself, like we see in our sugya. You could be chayiv for hana even without the ma'isa. That's Yisoyed Asan de Areisa. So l'maisa, this you said that Asan de Areisa says that misasik b'chalav ma'arayis is that because the mechayiv is the hana, therefore you can be chayiv also for even by misasik where there's no maisa, chayiv for the hana itself. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah it seems not this way, rather Rashi learned differently. Gemara here says in Rosh Hashanah that a person that ate matzah be misasik is yotze the mitzvah of matzah, and also a person that hears the shayfer be misasik is yotze. So the Gemara says it's the same thing. What's the chiddush of shayfer more than matzah? The Gemara says we would think that dafka matzah you're yotze, because the Torah said eat matzah and already you ate matzah. Hashingin shayfer you're not yotze. What's still the difference? The Gemara is not clear exactly how do we explain exactly what the difference is. So Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says because you ate matzah the ne ba'achi lasoi hukoch lab misaseku. Shri af lingin chiyuv chatos aminon. Says Rashi that because you're nene and you're achila, so it's not called misasik, because also misasik b'chalav m'arayis is chayiv shekein nene. It's clear from Rashi that the pshat is that because you're nene, so therefore you're mechavin. What Asan de Areisa says is not shayich there by matzah. By matzah, you only have to get hanos matzah. You don't need to eat matzah. You get hanos matzah in a different way without eating it. You also yotze the mitzvah. Why do you have to eat matzah? Like the Gemara says there, the Torah says to eat matzah. Vardar, you need a vada maisa achila of matzah. Just because you were gar hana, so the hana is a reason to say that you have kavana. Tur misasik is not called kavana. You're lacking kavana. When a person gets hana, so then he's mechavin. It's also that also Rashi Sanhedrin does some mechmeiz mebeitz, and the din of misasik mechalav mreis chayev shekei nene. Rashi says shekei nene hilka choshev bekavana. So Rashi would say the same thing. That it's called kavana, I mean that's a kiyum of kavana, but you don't have specific kavana for it. But anytime that you got hana, that's called kavana. So the pshat that the Asim Daraisa says in Misasik Mechalov Marais Chayev, it's because the Mechayev is the hana, that it seems from Rashi that Rashi learned a different pshat. Now I didn't say the pshat of the Asim Daraisa. So the Mashman, Melo it's also Mashman Rashi, not like the Aleph you say to the Asim Daraisa. That if we say that by Chalov Marais, the Mechayev is the Hana without the Kavana, without the Maisa, then it's possible why you're Mechayev and Misasik. But that's what Rashi says, you don't need the Maisa. All you need is the Hana. So it seems from Rashi that no. It seems from Rashi that the Olam, that the Chiyav, also by Chalav Marayis, that the Chiyav is the Maisa. And that's why Rashi had to look for a new reason to say that Shekeinene is not that the Mechayev is the Hana, but Shekeinene makes it that it's not Misasik, like the Lashon of Rashi there. Lav Misasiku. Not that it's misasik, but you're still chayiv. But lav misasiku. Rashi had to find a new reason to tell me why you're chayiv. Because Rashi holds that the mechayiv of Chalav Marais is the maisa, and not the hana. That's what it seems like from Rashi. So let's go back to us. So in came Rabbi Asim Daraisa, brought a rive from our sugya. By Poirish, min erva, but min anida. Be'ever chay, why you chayiv? Hare, there's it's not a maisa bia. It's a prisha from a bia. So then Baruch Hashem, the stipler in Kiddushin, the Simin Mem, says that you can be doing Marcha the Raya of the Asim Daraisa. That says that here also Pirish is also a chelik of a Maisa Bia. Maisa Bia isn't only going into the Erva. Any chelik of Maisa Bia has a beginning and end. It starts with going into the Erva and ends with coming out from the Erva. And any chelik that has Hana in it is also a chelik of the Maisa Bia. Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Dali Surei Vi Aloch Yud Aleph, the Imperiyah Shvu B'Kishuya Yichayiv Kores Kimoy Shabal Nida. It's also called like a Maisa Bia. Maisa Bia doesn't only mean the act of going in. Everything that's part of the Bi'ilas Nida, the Bi'ilas Erva, includes both the beginning and the end. That's all considered a Maisa Bia. Even though his Kavanir might be separate himself. But that's also a Chelek, a Kavan that's also part of the Hanoah of the Tashmish. And the Hanoah is a Simin Ladovar that is also part of the Maisa Tashmish. So therefore, the Maisa Tashmish doesn't only have an end, it starts, also has an end. It also is a Chelek of the Maisa. Therefore, that could be called also a Maisa Tashmish. So again, so what we saw here is that Asim Daraisa wanted to bring a Rai from our Sugya, that the Mechayiv of Chalom Arayis is the Hanoah even without a Maisa. And that's how we want to explain the din of Misasik. From Rashi, it seems that Rashi had found a different explanation for Misasik by Chalav Marais. That it's not called Misasik. The Hanoah makes it like Kavana. Therefore, it's not Misasik. It seems from Rashi that La'olam Chalav Marais are like the regular Yisurim. That the Mechayiv is the Hanoah. Is the Maisa and not the Hanoah. In our sugya, we could say that also Prish is also a chilek of the Maisa Tashmish, like the stipler says, and like the Mashman the Rambam. Now that's point number one. Point number two is Rava, and Machlek Zabayin Rava and Daf Yud Ches. Rava says about this chiyuv of Pirish, Be'ever Chai, says Rava that it must be L'man D'Omer Mishamish Meis V'Arayis Potter. So therefore, if you'd be Yoytse Be'ever Meis, it wouldn't be called a Maisa Tashmish Bechlau. That's not called Tashmish, according to this man to Amar. And because it's Perish Be'ever Chai, then it's called a Maisa Tashmish. But the man to Amar, that Perish Be'ever Meis Barais Chayiv, so anyway it's going to be called a Maisa Tashmish. So therefore, why would you be Chayiv for being Perish Be'ever be'ever Chai? That's what Rava says. Abai says no, that even Madon that Mishamish Meis Barayis Chayiv, you could still explain our Mishnah. Why? Because Haile Lifresh Bahano Muetes, Opirish Bahano Meruba. Because you could have been Pirish with a small amount of Hana, and said you're Pirish with a lot of Hana. So that's what calls, that's what makes it into a Maisa Isser. That's the opinion of Abaye. If Shute Rav also agrees to that, to this Metzius, that Perish Be'ever Chai is more Hana than Perish Be'ever Mace, just Rav held the Torah wasn't Mechalik. Who it's, if anyway it's going to be called a Maisa Tashmish, Mainav Kamina, if you that you add in more Hana to the Tashmish, you're an Oinus on this Tashmish, Laman Dom Perish Be'ever Mace is also Chai. So you're an Oinus on the slave Tashmish. Nothing else to do. So, mind that you added in a little bit more hana, and you made it into an Eifer Chai. The Torah, once you're an Oinus on the Maisa, so you're Pater entirely. But Abaye holds no. Abaye holds that any added additional hana that you get from the Maisa, so that's already made that you could be Chayiv on it. So the Asim Daraisa there brings another proof to his Yisayid that the Mechayiv Mechalav Marayis is the hana from Abaye. What's Pshat and Abaye? Hare, Rav is saying a good time. It's true. We all agree to the fact that Abaye tells us there's more Hana Be'ever Chai than there is Be'ever Meis. Given. But you're anyway an Oynes on doing the Meis Sabiyah. The fact you got an additional Hana in the Meis Sabiyah changes it. You're an Oynes on this on the Bias Nida Be'prisha. It has to be done either with an Eiver Chai or an Eiver Meis. So you got a little bit more on, no, why should you be chayiv for that? You're oynes on the maisa. If the mechayiv is the hana, then it's very understandable. The Torah said, don't be nene from an erva. So you're mukhrach in a small amount of hana. Hana of prisha be'ever meis. You did it with a lot of hana, with an ever chay. So the additional hana is good for the Torah's mechayiv. That's always what the mechayiv is for, by cholav marais. That's what that's in the Raisa says. This raya l'chayr is a good raya, better than the first raya. Better than the raya from the Iker Din of Perish Be'er Chai. We said that's called the chelik of the Ma'is Sabiyah. But Pshar and Abaye, that you're chayr for the additional amount of hana, that's l'chayr only understandable if we say the mechayv is the hana itself. That would be from Riyata. However, the type there is type there again. Kiddushin Simin Mem. Says is manchad this raya. So see, there are two ways to learn this din of Abaye, and the chargur with either of these ways, the raya of the asin daraisa is not a raya. From Riata at the beginning, it sounds like it's a wonderful raya, but there are two ways in the rishonim and achronim to understand this din of Abaye. According to either one, l'chayr it's not a raya. First, we'll start with the fascinating chiddush of the Amud Eyor. The Amud Eyor in Simin Lamed and Simin Samach Dalet. Amud Eyor says that a person that's a chayla on Yom Kippur, he has to eat on Yom Kippur. He has to eat, the doctor says you just have to eat a certain amount. You have to eat a kezayis of bread, kezayis of bread, you have to eat. Any food you eat is fine, you have to eat. And the person says, wow, I'm glad to eat on Yom Kippur. I may as well have a nice yontif suda. He has meat and chicken, he has a gishmak suda. But he could have eaten bread, he had to eat 10 ounces, and he could have eaten bread and he ate it with meat. Says the Amud Eyor, he's chayiv koris, chayiv malkis. A piar gemara, hayel lifreish be'ana muetes, upirish be'ana meruba. What gives you the right to get more ana on Yom Kippur? You should have gotten less ana on Yom Kippur. Or says the Amud Eyor not only by Yom Kippur, by all isurim, person that's a choyle, and he has to eat basar kochush, and he eats basar shomein, of treifus, so he's chayiv, shekein nen. The Tosefes Hana that was unnecessary that he got, he's chayiv for that. I'll pi argamar. That's the aside. That's the chiddush of the Amud Eyor. Pshuta the Amud Eyor is still like the Asin Daraisa that the mechayiv is the hana, and any additional hana you're chayiv. There's Sameach and Berg Yudalim Echolas Asuras Aloch Yudalid takes issue with this chiddush of the Amud Eyor. Very not happy with this chiddush. Argues with it. Bitkifus says there's Sameach that by Echolas Asuras. The Isser is the shear. A person has to eat a certain amount of food. Kezayis normally, and Yom Kippur the shear is a kesefes. The Torah gave the Isser in amounts of food. So if the Isser is the amount, that's how the Torah defined the Isser. So says Ur Sameach, there's no nafkamina whether you eat it eating bread, whether you eat it eating meat. Torah said, don't eat this amount of food on Yom Kippur. It's telling the amount of food eat it. The Gemara has a nidun in Yuma that maybe that the shear should be different for how filling the food is. That full of food that's more filling, you should be chayiv, have a smaller shear on Yom Kippur. Because the inyan is that you shouldn't have yishuv adas from the food. And therefore, eat a smaller shear, so it's miyashiv your das. If you eat more satisfying food, then it's miyashiv your das with less amount. Mar says, no, kimlu the rabbanan, that's not totally in that. Even on Yom Kippur, where the isser is the yishuv adas, and not totally in a maisa achila, even on Yom Kippur, kimlu the rabbanan, that the person gets yishuv adas, beating a shear of a kesefes, it doesn't matter which food it is. Says the Rosh Hameach, once we see that the kapeda of the Torah is in the amount of food that you eat, so and so the mind of Kamina, how much hana you got in that? The Torah said, don't eat this amount of food. The Torah didn't give shiur in hanasa iser. The Torah said that don't have this kamus of iser. So once you eat it, you ate it. If you're allowed to eat this amount. If you take another extra kaisevis, so you're vadir chayv on that Yom Kippur. The doctor says to eat five kaisevis, and you eat six, so vadir chayv. But the doctor says to eat five, and you eat them, and you eat steak, and for those five kaisevis, the iser is the amount of food. This amount of food is mutter to you. Eat whatever you want. That's by foods. By foods, the Yisurim of the Torah go in kamus, in shiurim. In arayis. Says Rosh Hameach, the mechayev isn't a kamus, isn't an amount. The mechayev is the tashmish. It's a maisa tashmish. So here we can say that the shir is not holy. Is the echus, the way that the isser is done, is what defines it as a separate maisa. By mecholas asur, to define it as a separate maisa, you need to eat another shir. By arayis, the type of Maisabia you did can define it as a different type of Maisabia. So because you could have done the Maisa with Hanomuetes and you did it with Hanomeruba, so that defines it as a separate Maisabia. So it adds on the Rosameach that Avada we wouldn't say this, and any a little additional Hano would already define it as a separate Maisabia, Mechetesi. But really the Maisabia of Aver Chai and Aver Meis are two separate Maisabia. Even Lamanda Omar. And Mishamish be'ever meis barayis is chayiv. That you could be chayiv on Shimish be'ever meis. It doesn't mean that it's tantamount to Shimish be'ever chay. Avada at Shimish be'ever chay is a different type of iser. Qualitatively, it's a different type of meis. Points the Shemeach points out that even Mandar Mishamish be'ever meis barayis chayiv. It's only barayis. He's not Loshon Gemara. Only barayis. By Shifcha Harufa, where there the Torah is told it in Shichva Zera. So Avada, you need to mishamish be'ever chai. By for a yavam to be kaina his yavama, Avada, you need to mishamish be'ever chai. Avada, shimush be'ever chai is qualitatively a different type of ma'is atashmish than shimush be'ever meis. Everyone agrees on that. Manda Omar mishamish be'ever meis is chayiv holds that it's enough of a, it's even shimush be'ever tashmish be'ever meis is enough to be called a ma'is atashmish. But it doesn't mean that it's equal to tashmish be'ever chai. The extra hana, and more correctly defined, the different type of hana that there is in Eiver Chai makes these actions as kilu two separate actions. So the Pshat in the Gemara says, or Sameach, is not that any additional hana you're chai for. There's no such yisayit. The yisayit of Abaye is that even the Mandam Rishamish be Eiver Meis Varayis Chayiv, you're chayiv, so that you're muchrach to do a Maisa Tashmish, but you're muchrach to do Maisa A, and you did Maisa B, which is qualitatively a different type of ma'isa. So therefore, you're chayiv here because you weren't mukrach in the ma'isa that you did. You did an entirely separate ma'isa, which was there was no force to do that ma'isa. So you're not called an aynetz. Nothing was forcing you to do this ma'isa. That's a pshat in the Gemara. Gevaldik a pshat. Meaning, again, the Abaye doesn't say that any additional anah, because you didn't need to get that anah, that's mechayiv me. Only when the additional anah makes it as a separate ma'isa. And the difference between Eiver Chai and Eiver Meis, it's two separate mice. That's what the Rosh Hameach learns Pshat in the Gemara. And mainly says that's only true by Arayas and by Eiver Chai and Eiver Meis, and not by Mayacholos Asuris, where additional Hano doesn't make it into separate mice. Oh. That's the Yisrael of the Rosh Hameach. However, there's another way to explain the Yisrael of Abaye. Not like the Rosh Hameach says that it's called two different mice. This Yisoid is found in the Rosh, in the beginning of the sixth parak of Yevamis, parak Abal Yevimtei. The settler there in Kedushin brings this Rosh. The Rosh, what's going on there is the following. What it says in the Gemara is that if Goyim are Madbik, a person, and an Erva, so if he knows he's going to be Miskasha, so he's chayv to be Meiser Nefesh. Chayv to be Meiser Nefesh that he shouldn't do it, because Ein Kisha Elamidas, even though he's anyway put into the Erva, because he's Miskasha Midas, so therefore he's considered that he didn't be Meiser, be Rotzen. So he's chayv for the act that he does, and he has to be Meiser Nefesh. So the Rosh there says that there's not only the Mandomer that Mishamish Be'ever Meis Barais is Potter. Then it's simple that Vada he then is Vada, the person did the whole other himself. The Goyim put him in, and he was Be'ever Meis. So that's not called the Meis Tashmish. When he's Miskasha, that becomes the Meis Tashmish. So he did the other himself. The Rosh says that the Sugi there can work even the Mandomer that Mishamish Be'ever Meis Barais is Chayef. So anyway, once the Goyim put him in, he did a Meis Tashmish. The Meis Tashmish is happening. So Man of Kamina, if he's Miskashe, anyway, he's an Oynes and doing the Meis Tashmish. Says the Rosh, Abidi Soyd of Abai in our Gemara. But because he's adding in the Hanar, when he's Miskashe and he's doing the Meis Tashmish, Be'ever Chai, so therefore that additional Hanar that he has, he never has to be Meis Nefesh. But here's the way the Rosh says over our Gemara. Vafilmand Omar Nami Chayev, then Mishamish Be'ever Meis is Chayev. Kevin is Rabba Hana Osa Edeki Shuya Ishaise. Choshev Ilu Kola Maisa Midas. Says the Rosh, because he's getting more Hana, therefore it's considered the whole Maisa is done Midas. Because the person could do the Maisa with less Hana, and he's doing the Maisa with more Hana, so that makes the whole Maisa Midas. That's how the Rosh explains our Gemara. Meaning this, we said earlier from Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah and Rashi in Sanhedrin, that the yisoid of Misasek B'chalov Marais Chayev Shekei Nenesh is because the person gets Hana, therefore it's called Don Midas. And the Rosh has a similar thing, not only Hana B'cha, but also an additional Hana. A person is Mukhrach to do the Maisa. In our Gemara, he's already in Mishamish B'ishtah, and then she's Pirsanida. The Gemara there in Yevamis, the Gemara Mad became on the Erva, he's Mukhrach to do the Maisa. But he could do the Maisa with less Hana. And he's doing it with more Hana. So the fact that he did it with more Hana, that shows that the Maisa is Midas. He wants the Maisa. If he didn't want the Maisa, then he should stop the Hana. The fact that he's doing it with more Hana, that's Choshev Kilu, it's a Maisa Midas. We could say, no, listen. Stop and say he wouldn't want to do it. And it's only additional, it's only, once he's doing it, he's getting more Hana. We could have said that. That maybe would Rav held. But if I was Mechadish, then no. And once we see the person is willing, is adding into the Hana, he's willingly doing it, and he's doing it with more Hana, that shows that the whole Maisa is done Midas. That's how the Rosh explains our Gemara. So we have two ways to explain the Gemara. One way is explaining the Gemara is the Or Sameach, that a Maisa that's of Tashmish Be'ever Meis, Tashmish Be'ever Chai, are considered two separate Maisa. It's not the same Maisa. So even though you're Mukhrach on Tashmish Be'ever Meis, but you did a different Maisa, which is Eivr Chayim, and that you're not an Oynes B'chal. That's the Mahalach of the Or Sameach. The other Mahalach is that of the Rosh, which is that not that it's two Maisa, it could be that's one Maisa. The fact that you're doing it with more Hana, that shows that Kilu, the whole Maisa, is done Midas. Therefore, once the Maisa is done Midas, so now you're Chayim on the whole Maisa. According to either of these two Mahalachim, there's no Raya to the Asan Del Raisa. You have no Raya here that the Machayev is the Hana, and therefore any additional Hana you're Chayivan. Either the reason is because it's a separate Maisa, or the reason is because you're not called an Oynes anymore, because you're getting Hana. I found a third Mahalach in the Inyan of Abaye. It's in the Balamor. The Balamor says something that's mind-boggling. Balamor says that a person that was Boal Ishtoi Samach Levesta, and he's a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he's Chayivan the Kenisa, like the Gemara says. And she's Pirsa Nida in the middle, says the Balamar, then he's Pirish, Bein Be'ever Meis, Bein Be'ever Chai, he's only Chai of one. It's like Ochal Shnei Zezechele Behelem Echor, and he's only Chai of one. So again, he was Chai for the Knesa, he was Samach Levesta, he's Chai for the Knesa, she's Pirsa Nida in the middle, then even if he's Pirish Be'ever Chai, he's not Chai. That's part of the original shkaga as the first one. That's the Baal Amar says. The Ramban in Milchamis screams at the Baal Amar. How is it possible? And he's potter for the prisha, says the Ramban. He's chayiv karis for the prisha. He's perish be'ever chay. He's a mumer liv al nidois. What gives him the right? He should be perish ba'anam muetis. He was perish ba'anam ruba, and he's a tamen chacham. And he knows that he's not allowed to be perish be'ever chay. So he's chayiv karis. Sakat Baal Amar say that that is all included in the original shkaga, and it's like oichel shnei zeze chaylev behelem echad. Baal Amar is a pellet. What's pshat? Mamash a pellet. Right now he knows he did a prisha and a prisha be'ever chay, which he did not need to do, and he knew he's amazing. What in the world is a pshat in Baal Amar? Baal Amar is mamash a mitzvah liyashay of the Baal Amar. L'chayor since bar from the Baal Amar here is a new mahalach in the sugya in the pshat in Abaye. Abaye did not come to say klal that always. You could have done something be'ever mace, and you did it be'ever chai, so it's called a separate maisa, like the Ursameach, or it's called midas, like the rush. The Yikir Yisayit of Abaye was a specific vart in Prisha. We started this year today with the question of the Asan Daraisa, that l'chayra every Prisha, how you ever chayiv on Prisha, even if you're Rav, how you ever chayiv on Prisha, how your Prisha is l'chayra not a maisa tashmish. Prisha is just separating yourself from the erva. Why is that a maisa tashmish b'chal? That was the question. So he said, "No." He said from the stipler, and also precious, and it, because you're getting hanoah in it, can be considered a chelik of a ma'aseh tashmish. That's the answer. But really, there's a chiddush here in Prisha. There's a chiddush in Prisha that even though really the person is separating himself from the erva, he can still be considered a ma'aseh tashmish. So I think the Baal Amar understood that the Vard of Abaye was a unique svara in this point about Prisha. That when do we decide whether the Prisha is just the culmination of the Maisa Tashmish, and when do we look at the Prisha as being a Maisa Tashmish in and of itself? In L'chayr, it's just the common, it's all included in the beginning, and now you're a Pirish. Or do we say no, that it could be considered an independent Maisa Prisha? So like this, when a person is putter on the beginning of the Tashmish, when a person was Baal Elisha Shalei B'Shas Vesta, so at the beginning of the Tashmish, she's putter on, the Knesset is putter on. Now says Abaye, we can see that the end of the Tashmish, the Prisha, is considered a Tashmish in and of itself because of the Tosefes Hanah. So Tosefes Hanah is able to look that you could be chayiv on this even though you're potter in the first half. However, when a person was when he's chayiv on the Knesa also, he's chayiv on the Knesa. So then I don't look at the Prisha as being an independent chelek of the Maisa Tashmish. No. The Prisha is just the culmination of the original Maisa Tashmish. He's anyway chayiv for this Tashmish. Even though right now what he's doing is b'mezid, he's being perish b'mezid. But the old svar of Abaye is that we never, it was never to say that Prisha is an independent mechayiv. It's when there was no mechayiv at the Knesa, so then I could say that the Prisha also did something. But when there is a mechayiv for the Knesa itself, even the mechayiv is because he was a shaking in the Knesa. But if there was a mechayiv for the Knesa, so then I say that what he's doing right now is just finishing up that Maisa. He has to finish up the Maisa. Whether it's Bano Muetes, whether it's Bano Meruba, he has to finish up that Maisa. It's all included in his original act. His original act of being Baal Ishtai, which has the possibility of being Pirish Nida, and he's chayiv for that, includes that also has to be Pirish from her. So and being because being Pirish also behavior mace is called a prisha, is called a ma'isa tashmish. That was all included in his original shkaga. So there's no nafkamina whether it's done behavior chai or behavior mace, because that was all included in his original shkaga. But only when there is no mechaya for the knisa, then comes as far as to say that I could aim out to look at the prisha as being independent ma'isa because of the hana that's included in the prisha. That's the new svara of the Baal Amar, that the svara of Abaye was a unique svara and went to look at Prisha as being an independent act. So we came out with really three malchim in the inyan of early kudatz, and there is really four malchim. It's all together in how to understand this svara of Abaye. Asan Daraisa said the pshat in Abaye is that any additional hanob is called Irchayev for because the Mechayev is the Hanab. Mechayev of Arayis is the Hanab. The Rasameach said that the Svar of Abaye is to say to look at it as a separate action, is a different type of action. Prisha be'ev Irchayev and Prisha be'ev Meis are two different actions. The Hanah is the similar davar to say that they're really two separate meisim. And therefore you're not considered an oinetz and mukhruch in the act of Eiver Chai. The Rosh in Yevamis says the Svar and Abaye is that because you did part of it b'hana, you added on to the Hanah, that's considered the whole thing was done b'kavana. If part of it you add on the Hanah, that's b'kavana, then the whole thing is b'kavana. And you have the Svar of the Baal Amor, is that when there was no mechayev in the Knisa, that we're able to look at the Prisha as an independent mechayev because it was done b'tosefes Hanah. So those are the Svaras that we found in Abaye. Another point on the din of Poyresh, Be'ever Chai, that you're Chayivan. The Mordechai says in Remez Tov Shun Nun Dalid that only the Ish is Chayiv on his Poyresh Be'ever Chai. The Isha is Potter. Only the Ish and not the Isha. The Achorinim say that is Dikish in the Lashon HaMishnah. That says in the Mishnah, Mishamishim at the Hoyer of Amrlan, it's Macy, Pirish Miyar Chayov. Nishit Yasu Yanoa Kibi Yasu. Chayev is Belashan Yachid, and only one of them is Chayev, only he is Chayev. And also Lashan Zachar, only he is Chayev and not her. She is Potter. That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai, which needs explanation. Why is she Potter? And the Acharim also asks a question on the Mordechai. Rav Ada Bar Ada in the Gemara wants to explain the Mishnah Nida. At the Mechayiv in the Mishnah Nida that says that when he found the dam on the aid, Lachar Tashmish, so Rapha says that the Chiv is for the Knisa, and Rav Adam Rav says no, the Chiv is for the Prisha. And there in the Mishnah that says Chayovim, it's Mefurish in the Lashon HaMishnah there, Lefir Rav Adam Rav, that both of them are Chayiv, that also the Isha is Chayiv. So we have to understand the Svar of the Mordechai, what's Bechlal the Svar there, why is only the Isha Chayiv and not the Isha Chayiv? And also, how does the Mordechai work with how Rav Ad Bar Ava explained the Mishnah Nida, it's going on the Chiv of Prisha, and there it says Chayavim. So there are numerous drachim in the Achronim, which was mentioned too. The Chavis Das in Sumin Kuf Peye Sifkat and Ches says that really it's Hanah for the Isha is also Hanah for the Isha. So both of them could be Chayav. Just the Isha is an Anusa in this. I mean, the Ish is up to him to decide if he wants to be perished by Eiver Chai or by Eiver Meis. But the Isha, she could tell him, please be perished by Eiver Meis. But if he's perished by Eiver Chai, she can't stop it. So therefore, the reason the Mordechai says that she's Potter is because she's an Anusa, that he was perished by Eiver Chai. Says the Chavis Das, that also answers the question. That the Mishnah is going on a case, the Mishnah by us, is going on a case when it was Bal Karcha of the Isha, so she's an Anusa. Hashem gained the Mishnah Nida is going that it was Beretzoina. She wanted him to be Peirish Be'ever Chai. So also she is Chayv. That's his teretz. Another Mahalach is found in the Hafla in Maseches Ksubis and the Nun Aleph and Beis says a Gevaldik of Pshat. He says, ask the Hafla that really how could a person be Chayv Bechlav for Prisha? Re'avad that this person, he has good kavanas, he has good intentions. He was in the middle of Mishamish B'Ishta and she told him that she's Tomei, so he was Purish. So his kavan is to stop a Maisa Isser. So why is he Chayav? It's Dover Shein Miskavin, says Dafla. Fear of Shimon, Dover Shein Miskavin is Potter. He doesn't want, he's not Mechavin for a serious to do an Isser. He's Mechavin to do a Heter. Just he ends up doing an Isser. So why is he Chayav? Says Dafla. The reason he's Chayav is because it's a Psikresha. It's true, he has good intentions. But because he's for sure going to get Hana, and that's considered a Maisa Biel, like we spoke about until now. So it's a Psikresha. Therefore, he's Chayiv. Moedir Rav Shimon, Psikresha of Lo Yomus. Even though Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. When it will for sure happen, it's called a Psikresha, he's Chayiv. Says that flog of Gavaldika Svar. The Svar of a Psikresha that you're Chayiv on, it's only for the one who doesn't act. For the one who doesn't act, we say when you're doing A, and B will for sure happen, then you're also chayiv for B. That's a klal of psikresha. You're cutting off the head, psikresha v'lo yamos. You're cutting off the head, it's for sure going to die, so you're chayiv for the netilas and the shama also. But the isha not doing any maisa. Even though always by arayis, the isha doesn't do a maisa. She's chayiv, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that teres machshev hanah to be a maisa by the isha. Because she gets hanah's tashmish, even though it's v'shev v'al taisa, that's called a maisa. But for psikresha, for the mechayiv of psikresha, says the hafla, you need a maisa mamish. And therefore, only the ish is doing a maisa, not the isha. Therefore, la halacha, we pass in like Rav Shimon, pass in the Mordechai that the chiv is only for the ish and not the isha. Because further, there's no psik reisha. What's with the Mishnah Nida? The Mishnah Nida says you could be chayiv that also ishi is chayiv. Says the Mordechai. You say the Mishnah Nida is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that dover shenim is kavi and is chayiv. That even though his kavon is to do a maisa heter, to purge from the iser, but if it comes out from there a maisa iser, so you're chayiv. And therefore, that applies equally to the ish as to the isha. Chayiv is only for psik reisha. If it will come out an iser from what you're doing, so then also the isha is chayiv on that. That's what we want to explain the difference between the two mishnayos. That our mishnah is going like shitas Rav Shimon, not the halachas like Rav Shimon, and the mishnah Nida is going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Just one last point to mention on this din of pirish be'aver of pirish be'aver shantash, which after pirish be'aver mace, la halacha l'maisa, this mirtz Hashem should never happen to anyone, la halacha l'maisa. If it ever does happen, place something down, brought down in your idea, simin kuf pehe, tziftala, that a person should be mole reses and zeya, that he should be scared, pachar, yura shamayim, that an avera came al yaday, and you have to be, as it says in the Gemara, to be noyit eser tziparnav, and to be pirish. If a person does not do this, if he's perished be'ever chai, so the Ramah says he has to fast 40 days. That's how my pastor's there. Near day, and kuf be'ei, sif dalet. Doesn't have to be 40 days one after another, but he has to fast 40 days. Obviously means the days and not the nights. A person has to fast 40 days. If this ever should happen, chas v'sholom, should ask your rabbi whether we actually pass in Tzuei L'maisa. But that's what the Ramah says there. The Indian is very chomer. Just one other thing to point out, that this halacha though does not apply to Dam Besulim. Even though we are makabin on Dam Besulim, and we consider it ki'ilu, it's Dam Nida. A woman has to go to the mikveh after she sees Dam Besulim. But you're allowed to be goyim or biyasa, and you don't have to be perish be'ever mace. You could be perish be'ever chai. It's paskin din yeridesim in kuf tzari gimel. The Ravid holds that it's also to be perish be'ever chai, but all the Rishonim argue on him, and we paskin not that way. When Dam Besulim, one is allowed to be goyim or biyasa, and also allowed to be perish be'ever chai. That's the halacha l'maisa of this din of pirsa be'amsa tashmish. The next topic in the sugya is the chiv of knisa. What's mavur in the Gemara is that shaloi b'shas v'esta, he's called an oines, and he's potter. He's potter for the knisa. Mavur here chiddush that even though there's no, it's called an oines, not really an oines. The normal translation of the word, the correct translation of the word oines, is he's forced. He must do it. In this case, he's not an oines b'chal. No one is forcing him to be mishamish mishtoi. But the mavur in our Gemara, and we'll see as it's a yisoid in chas, which that's Rishonim to learn from our sugya yisoid, that when a person doesn't have to be chayshish, that'll be over an iser, he's also called an oines, and he does not bring a karban. A karban only comes when there's some level of responsibility. That when a person should have known better, when a person should not have known better, even though he's not actually an oines, no one actually forced him to do the act that he did, he does not bring a karban. That's a mavur in our sugya. Taisus in Yavamis Tafam and Heyman Beis learns out of this to a similar thing, that there is someone was a Yavam was Miyabim the Yavama, and it came out that she was really not Zokuk to Yibum. It came out that she was a Mu'beres, and she was not Zokuk to Yibum, and she had a child, and eventually had a child, and she was not Zokuk to Yibum. So Taisus says that the reason she does not bring a karbon is because you're allowed to be Semich and Reiv. And Reiv that she's not a Mu'beres. Like it says in Shavuos, in the second parak of Shavuos, that Shaloi B'Shas Vesta Oynesu. And we see, he said in our Sunya, that when you're Semich on the way things should be, by us it's a Chazaka. Normally an Isha does not see Dam, Shaloi B'Shas Vesta. And there you're Semich on a Reiv. A Reiv is someone that she's not a Mu'beres. So a person is Semich on either a Reiv or a Chazaka, So he's considered an oines. The night of Yehuda, Tinyana, Yerodeya Tinyana, Simin Sarivov, asks on this from the Gemara in the Isha Rabba. Before over there, that an Isha that gets married, two Eidim tell her that her husband died. And therefore she gets married, she relied on the Eidim. And it comes out that the Eidim were lying. That the husband is really alive. So it says that she has to bring a carbon. See, she has to bring a carbon. says the or asks the Noda Buda, why is it different? Sorry, my havelah lemevor. She was relying on the Eidim, just like by us, if you lie in a roiv or a chazaka, my havelah lemevor. Also, this Isha that believed the Eidim, my havelah lemevor. Answers the Noda Buda, there's a difference. And when we found that the Eidim were lying, so it's true, she might not have thought they were lying. But it's igloil mafreya that there was nothing to rely on. The Edom, lying Edom are not Edom. So it's igloil mafreya that she had no Edom. So it's no longer called an Einus. Even though, what could she have done better? But as long as, once it's barred to us that the thing that she was relying on is not something to rely on, so then it's irrelevant. Mashe'ingin chazok en roiv, says the Neidib Yehuda, even if it comes out like the Tzad HaMiut, or it comes out by us that the issue is pure Sanida, you're allowed to rely on a chazaka. The chazaka wasn't lying. The chazaka is a klal in the Torah that tells you that when Isha is not supposed to see, you can assume that she's not going to see. So even if she sees them, but the chazaka is always correct. The Torah always allows me to rely on the fact that she won't see them, even if she does see. But Edom that are lying, once it's becomes clear that they were lying, so I had no basis for what I relied on in the first place. So those are the Noida B'Yehuda, which is very fascinating, that we're not really looking so much on what the person should or should not have done. Because even when the Edom are found to be lying, what could he have done better? He asked the Edom, she made Birurim, it seemed like the Edom were truthful. We don't say that she should have checked that more than the Edom. But if a person does a Maisa and comes out that the Maisa was an Isser, so unless you can base your act on something which is actually a correct basis for your action, then you're chayv a karban. The chayv karban doesn't need a tremendous amount of pshia and negligence to be chayv on. As long as you have no good basis for what you did, so then you're chayv a karban for chayv a karban. So once it comes out that the Edom were lying, so it comes out that she lost her basis for her act of getting remarried. So now she's chayav a karban. Mashein kein, a roiv or a chazaka, the Torah allows you to rely on them, even if really the other thing is going to happen. The Torah always allows you to rely on it. And therefore, once you rely on it, so you're called an einus. That's the aleph, what's mavurin or gemara, that b'shaloi b'shas fasta your pater. But b'shas vesta, so the opinion of Rava and Ravina and the halacha of the Rambam Haskins, is that you're chayv for the knisa also. Now we no longer say my havaleila mevod, because he should have known that she's going to see, and even though he thinks that he'll be perish before she sees, no, you can't know. You can never trust yourself akadekach, and therefore you're chayv. And Ravada argues. Ravada Barava says no. He argues on Rava's raya from the Mishnah in Nida. According to Rav Ada Barava, your leilam, your potter on the knisa, even b'shas vest, your potter on the knisa. So you have machlekes amorayim whether b'shas vest or chayv on the knisa. So first we'll start with the opinion of Rava and Ravina, which is that you're chayv. So b'pshuta the makar of Rava and Ravina is the gemara and yurchesem abeis. Gemara says yizartim es bnei yisrael mitu masam. Am Rav Yeshia mikan atzor lebnei yisrael sheyifreshu min yishoseyam samuch levestam. Kama amar Rava. Rav Abba, Oina. There's a chiyuv to perish mi ishtay b'samuch levestam. Because a person had to be perish, and he was not perish, so he's no longer tied to my havalei lemevor. Havalei lemevor. He should have been more careful. And it's a chiyuv deraisa learned out of a pasuk. So this is the reasoning behind Rav and Ravada, that Rav and Ravina why you're chayev by b'shas vest. However, the Rishonim ask a very important question. That this is a machlekes Tanoim and Amorayim and Meseches Nida. Whether Vesta is Deraisa or Vesta is Derabonon. And the opinion of Rebbe Paskin, that Vestas are Derabonon. So the whole chashash of a Vest is only Derabonon. Midaraisa, there's nothing to be worried about. In Cain. Why are you chayv over here? Why are you chayv carbon b'shas Vesta? Right, that chashash is only midrabanan. Midaraisa, there is no reason to be chashash. So the Ran by us offers a possibility to answer this question. That there's a difference between a chashash l'sha'avar and a chashash l'haba. What the whole sugas and nida are referring to, the question, the nafgamina, of vestis deraisa and vestis drabanan, is that each of them went through the Oinas HaVest, and she didn't notice that she saw them. Man Damar Vest is Teresa. She has to be choshesh that she saw. Even though she didn't notice, there's no hargasha, she can't find the dam. She has to be choshesh that she saw the dam and it got lost. Man Damar Vest is Drabbana, and she does not need to be choshesh that she saw the dam. She needs a bedika, but she does. But if she can't find dam, she's okay. Man Damar Vest is Teresa. We assume the vados that she saw dam. That the question there is lemafreya lishavar. When she went through the Oinas HaVest and she didn't see, do you have to be choshesh that really she did see? That is that's the question in that sugya. Like us, we're dealing with a different question. We're dealing with the question of lehaba. Do I have to be choshesh that she will see in the Oinas HaVest? Do I have to be purish and because of my chashash she will see? Or I could say, no, mechit eisi that she'll see, and there's no chi of prisha. Maybe that the Ran says, that could be din d'araisa. L'kuliyama, that could be d'araisa. That the chashash lehaba, that she will see, I have to be worried about. What's the difference between, that's the Ran mentions that side. The Ran doesn't really explain what the difference is. Why should there be a difference? So you can explain this in two ways. One way is the famous way of the Neid Yehuda. The Neid Yehuda in Yerodea Kam is Temin Nunhei and Temin Nunvav. The Neid Yehuda says, there's a Pi the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Ches, that when a person sends gives a get to his wife, and the get should be chal before he dies, im loy omus, so she can still eat truma. Because we don't have to be chesh that he died. Before there in the Gemara, there's an afkamina in what exact nusach here said when he made the tanai. If the chshash is, did he die? So I don't have to be chesh that he died. But if the chshash is, will he die? If they get to schal, sha achas kredim samach lemisasei, will he die? So I have to be choshesh that he will die. And because he might die, so then she can no longer eat truma. So says the Neid Yehuda also by us. If the chashash is, will she see? I have to be choshesh that she will see. But if the chashash is, did she see? I don't have to be choshesh that she saw. So now, in which chashash is moiti miches kosei? When something that will happen in the future, because it definitely will change. The only question is when. So already right now I have to be choshesh. But I have to assume that it already changed, that I don't have to assume that happened. That's how the Neid Yehuda explains. The difference between a chashash l'sha'avar and a chashash l'haba. One could say a little bit more simple, that it's unrelated to the Sigin Gittin, is that they're talking about, we don't see the Baal, we don't know whether he's alive or not. Here the Ishus, when the Oinas HaVest happens that she doesn't see, so mechitates that she saw. Hare, if she would have seen, the stomach she'd find Dam, the stomach she would have had a Hargasha. None of that happened. So there's a big reisa in the fact that she saw Dam in the Oinas HaVestas, because she's not seeing anything right now, she can't find any Dam. So that makes a reisa in the fact that she mistama saw. So therefore I don't have to be choshesh that mistama she saw. Mashein kein, when I'm in the Oinas HaVest, so I have to be worried that she will see. And there's no reisa in that, because where do I see that she did not see? So that could be why I have to be choshesh. Those are two svaras why we could make a difference between the chashash before the Oinas HaVest and the chashash after the Oinas HaVest. However, the Ran brings up this possibility to make this difference between before and after. But the Ran says, you can't say that. What's the raya? Why not? And all the Rishonim bring this raya. From the Gemara, Yevam Mastav Samach Beis Mebeis. The Gemara says there, Chayiv Adam Lifkeidis Ishtoi Lifnei Sheyotzei L'Derech. The person is Yotzei L'Derech, so Ishtoi Misaveloi. So he has to be Poikeidis Ishtoi. He has to be Chiv Tashmish. The Shas, before a person goes on a trip. And the Gemara says that even Be'Oinas HaVest, he's also, even Tzomach L'Vesta, he's also Chayiv to be Poikeidir. Say the Rishonim, that if There we see there's no chiv prisha b'shas oinah midaraisa. If there be a chashash d'araisa that she's going to see right now, so what gives him the right of how he's allowed to do it? It's true that's very important, but when she's a nida, then if he's not poiket her for his yaitel aderech. So here this din d'araisa that a chashash d'araisa that she'll see. So it's usher. Here the Rishonim are mechiyach that the whole chashash must be a chashash d'rabbanon, and by yaitel aderech. Chazal were in Midu Divreim, Midu Din Torah. They put it back to Din Torah and they said, you do not have to be Choshesh. Chayre Tzorayim Muchachas. The Shani bring the position of Rabbeinu Tam there in Yevamos. It says in Yevamos, brings Rabbeinu Tam, that it means, the pekida there means bidvorin. She has to say nice things to her. But there's no chiyuv tashmish. That's Rabbeinu Tam says, but it's very, Rishonim are not happy with this. It's not mashma on the Gemara. Pshutei the pshat in the Gemara is that there's a chiyuv pekida mamish, chiyuv tashmish. So from here the Rishonim are mechiyach, that the whole chiyuv prisha, b'shas ves, only drabona. So how does that work with our sugya? Here in our sugya to mavur, that is deraisa. So the Ritva Bayas has an interesting answer. That the Gemara there says that the chiyuv, that even b'shas ves, you're chayuv, because brings the pasuk nach that will be no chet when you're pekid your wife b'shas before you go to laderach. So Ritva says and really the loylam d'chshash is de'araisa, but b'yetzel laderach there's haftacha from the Torah that everything will go okay. So zayin gut haftacha from the Torah upakarat anovich v'loy secheta, no chet is going to come out. That's the Ritva's answer. But the other Rishayim did not bring this possibility that you could rely on this if there'd be an Isser Deraisa. So how do we work out all these sugas together? Mitzad Echad, we have the Gemara Bayas says that Yurchayev a Karban v'shas Vesta. Mitzad Sheini, we have the Din Vestas Drabanon. And worse, we have the Gemara Yevamis, which Pshutei is Mashma, that you could be Poiket Ishtay bin Yoytze L'derach even v'shas Vesta. That's only Nisr Drabon and not Nisr Derais. So a different Drachim, the Rishayim, had answered this Stira. The Ritva Bayas, similarly the Ra'a, the Ritva says that there are two different times that Chazal referred to. One is in the Oina, Mamish, and one is Samuch Levesta, Samuch Le'Oina. But the Oina Mamish, before in the Sigah Zanita, that Noshim used to see at a specific time. Not only at a certain time of day, the daytime or the nighttime, but a specific time. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she sees. Every month, on Rosh Chodesh, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she sees. Exactly. At this hour, or these minutes, that's when she sees. So Rav says, that time, the specific time that she sees, then the Chiv, it's her Deraisa. The Chiv preaches also the Deraisa. And that's what's referred to in our Sugya. That's a Chiv Deraisa. The din that the din drabanon, which Vestas drabanon and the Sugya Yevamis specifically is referring to, is din drabanon is the whole aina. If she sees it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so then there's a chiyuv prisha the whole day. That chiyuv the whole day, that's a din drabanon. But the specific time that she sees, that's the araisa. So our Gemara is referring to the specific time, and Gemara Yevamis is referring to the whole aina. That's the malach of the Ritva. However, the Rashba and the Ran and others, other Rishonim say that the Isser, that always, there's never an Isser Deraisa, B'Shas Avest. So the Sugya is very difficult. So Imkain, why are you Chayav a Karban if there's no Isser Deraisa? So two Drachim that we found in this answer this question. One is the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Aleph Paragimel. Shmaitza says that it's true Vestas are Drabanon. But now Midrabanon, a person has to be Perish Mishtai. Midrabanon now, it's also for him. Because he's also Midrabanon, so there's no longer a time of Mayhavale Lamevad. Mayhavale Lamevad only means when you're entirely guilt-free. There's a good reason why you shouldn't have done it. Chazal Mechavon told you it's not a good idea. So you can't be called guilt-free, even Midaraisa. You have to be an Oinitz. If people gave you advice, and people like Chachom that you should listen to, gave you the advice not to do it, so you're no longer called an Oinus. That's the Svar of the Shemites. Rav Chaim and Sefer in Hilchos Yisurei Bia says a different Malach. Rav Chaim and Sefer says that the Din of Vesta, says Rav Chaim B'Yisoid, is not saying a chshash, that we have to be chashish that Isha is going to see. What the Yisoid of Vesta is that an Isha sees in a pattern. And when she sees, it fits into a pattern. It makes sense. It's not a random ri'ah, but the ri'ah is chelik of a pattern. Mar learns out the dinim of Vestas and Charamua together, that they have similar klalim. Mar in Nida. The klal by Charamua, says Reb Chaim, is that once the beginning, when a shor is goring, it doesn't make sense. A shor is not supposed to gore. Stam shorim b'cheskas shimor kaimi. Now that we see the shor is goring, so that's its pattern. That's what it does. Every time that it gores again, that's because it fits into its pattern. It fits into the pattern of being a shor that gores. That's its pattern. It has a certain pattern. It does it on different days of the week. It does it only on Shabbos. It has certain patterns of its negichas. Every negichas is part of a pattern. So too by a vest, says Rav Chaim, the side of a vest is that each re'iyah is fitting into a pattern. It makes sense. It's part of a klal. So there's no chiyuv prisha midareisa, like the Rishonim proof from the Gemara in Yevamos. You don't have to be chayshish that she's going to see now. But when she did see, this was the time that she was supposed to see. She can no longer say, my havalei lemevar. Mechitei that she's going to see right now. No. Before I come to the time of the vest, I could say, listen, I don't have to be chayshish that she's going to see. It's true that for the last year, she always saw in Rosh Chodesh. But I don't have to be chayshish midareisa. I do not need to be chayshish. She's going to see right now. So it's mutter. I have no chiyuv prisha. But if she actually sees right then, so I can't say that, wow, that was surprising. I would never expect that to happen. No, it makes sense. It makes sense that she would see right now. It's the proper time for her to see. So even though there's no chiyuv, you don't have to be chayshish akadei kach, to be perished beforehand. But when she sees, it fits into her pattern. So it's no longer a time of aninus. So it comes out that you're allowed to do the act, but when it came out that she saw. So you're chayav a carbon. So a fascinating thing. A carbon comes for a person who does an aveira. What aveira did he do? He asks the rabbi, and the rabbi tells him, the rabbi tells him that you're allowed to go do it. So where did he do wrong? The chayav of pshat is that once you see gloilam afreya that she saw, so for sure it was aser. Now that we know that she was takat pirsanid at 2 o'clock, so he was aser to be baaleh right beforehand. She's going to be pirsanid. When you're holding in foresight, so the rabbi tells him that it's mutter. But the rabbi tells him, listen, it's mutter, but it should be pure sanida, so it will be usher. But you're allowed to take your chance. You're allowed to right now be sending on it, because you don't have to be chayshish that she's going to see. But when she saw, so lechatchila, it was also usher for you. Just the Torah didn't force you, lechatchila, to be worried about that. Chayshish is similar to what we said from the Gemara in Yevamos. When the Isha gets married, because two Eidim tell her that her husband died. Is she allowed to get remarried? Yes. She's allowed to believe the Eidim. But once it was Nisbar that the Eidim were lying, so she was never allowed to get married. So now let's go back to the originally. Was she allowed to get married? Kolzman that the Eidim weren't proved as liars, so she could get married. But she has to take into account that they might be proved as liars, and therefore she can't get married. So you can take on one side in the story right now, but you have to be aware that if it's nisbarer that other side is true, then you're doing an avera right now. That's a fascinating chiddush we see that we see in the Gemara in Yevamos. That's how Rav Chaim explains this in Avestus, that you don't have to be worried that she's going to see midaraisa, but when she sees, so midaraisa vada, that's a chilek of her pattern, and therefore there's no longer time of my havalei lenevet. So to summarize what we saw in this din of that you're chayev for the by Baal b'shas tashmish b'shas vesta, sorry, is that our gemara it's l'chayev muchach that there's a chayev prisha daraisa b'shas vesta, and the question that Rishonim asked, we pass in vestas to rabbanon, and also the gemara in Yevamos says there's a chayev pekida. So one answer to the question of vestas to rabbanon was to be mechalik between l'haba and l'sha'avar. I must be chayshish that she will see, but if she did not, but if I don't notice that she didn't notice that she saw, she doesn't have to be chayshish that she saw. That was one mahalach, but that was so shared from the Gemara in Yevamos. Unless we take on the Rabbeinu, two answers in the Gemara in Yevamos, either Rabbeinu Tam's answer, the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about pekida of dvarim bialma, but not tashmish, or the Ritva's answer that the Gemara is giving you a haftacha that she won't see. That was one way to be miyashiv the sugyas. Other way was that of the Ritva. There are two different times. The shas oina vesas mamish. That's a chash daraisa. The whole oina is drabonon. And the third possibility was there are many rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran, the Balamar, that say that it all is drabonon. Even the chiv priest is always drabonon. Then we have to say a third answer, which is that because of the vest, even though it's drabonon, but that already makes it that there's no more time of oinus. the Shev Shemaita said that the Drabbanon Azhara makes you that you're no longer an Oynes. And Reb Chaim said that because she's seeing in a pattern, so you can no longer tie in my Havalei Lamefer. Because when she sees, she was supposed to have seen. So it's Igloy Lamafrey, that was Asar for you. Just to conclude very quickly, this was all the opinion of Ravina and Rava. But Rav Adi Bar Av holds no, that there's no Chiv Karban, even Mishas Vesta. Why not? So the Rishonim say, because the Pasuk is only Nasmach to Bialma, that the Balamor and the Rashba say. That it's only Nasmach to Bialma. So that's it's only Drabbanon. So we have to, that goes back to what Rava holds. That's what they say, that Rav Adi held, that's only Drabbanon. And even the whole Shash is only Drabbanon. And therefore, the midaraisa, there's no chash bechlal. Yorg is on the previous svaras. That's what they say. The whole thing is drabban. The Ramban and other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, say in other teretz that it's true that he agrees that it's deraisa Rav Adi. The pasuk is deraisa, but in the vest is deraisa. Says Ramban, but that iser, the iser you must be pirish. It's an iser prisha deraisa, but that's not an iser nida. Rather, it's a different iser. This Isser is only an assay. A person is, this Isser is an Isser Daraisa, means that a person has to perish me ishtai bishas, you know. And if he's Baalea, he's over an assay, whether she sees or not. So that Isser is a separate Isser. It's a violence because of the chash that she will see. But it's an independent Isser. It stands entirely independent. So even though the idea behind it is the chash that she's going to see, because the Isser is independent, so therefore it's not considered an Isser Nida, and there it doesn't, and the Shkoda has to be, according to Rav Adi, has to be mitzad the Isser Nida Shabbai, not mitzad a separate Isser. We need that the person is Shugig in an Isser of Nida, not in a separate Isser. Just for Mashal, to take an example, to explain this, if a person finds a piece of meat, and Al Pi Roiv it's Mutter, Tesha Chanuyas, Al Pi Roiv it's Mutter, so he's allowed to eat it. Came out that it was chaylev, so he doesn't bring a carbon like we said before. Person who said mechan roiv, he's okay. What happens if the person made a shvua that he won't eat meat that day? So now you're going to tell me that he's also chayev for eating chaylev? Why should he be chayev for eating chaylev? I'll be eating chaylev, he was said mechan roiv, and he's allowed to be said mechan roiv. He had a separate isser why he couldn't eat meat. So says the Ramban, the same thing over here, that it's only an independent isser of yizarntem. There wasn't an isser nida. So an isser nida, he's still considered an oinus. Something else is answering him over here. So therefore, he's still considered an oinus, and he doesn't bring a carbon. It's very gishmak adaf. We have a few more points that we'll have to finish up tomorrow, but we got a lot of yisaitis and shas from this daf today. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.